Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome today's guest, strong and powerful Andrew Chow. Andrew, are you ready to do this?
I am.
Excellent. Let's go. Andrew is the founder and CEO of Neo Financial. They're an integrated rewards and consumer banking solution. Excited to have you on. Andrew, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Well, thanks, George. Really excited to be here on your show. And, maybe I'll start sort of from the beginning in terms of my own life and sort of how I ended up where we are today. I'm from Canada. I was born and raised in a city called Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which is, a city of about 250,000 people. Growing up in a small town, I grew up, in an entrepreneurial family. My parents owned a restaurant. I learned, about my first foray of entrepreneurship then. I ended up going to school or university in Saskatchewan, ended up moving away for a few years, working in Toronto, consulting for Fortune 500 companies. And when I was, working, for these large companies and in these bigger cities, had really seen a lot of large tech companies coming into the bigger metros of San Francisco, of New York's, of the Londons of the world, but a lot of them really skipping over Canada as a market. And this was back in 2011, 2012. I kept in touch with some of my former classmates and decided to, make the leap into entrepreneurship. And we started the first food delivery company called Skip the Dishes back in 2012, first food delivery company here in Canada. We grew that over, 7 years or so, grew it to, over 5 million users, 3,000 employees, and about 2 years ago decided, hey, let's go after a new space and let's build something from scratch again. And we built Neo Financial. And with Neo, we are a new challenger bank in Canada. We're really focused on providing better financial services and products to Canadians. And that's what we do at a high level.
Well, I appreciate that. Skip the Dishes, 3,000 employees, and you went on to sell it to Grubhub, I think. Is that right?
So we were sort of acquired by a company called Just Eat out of the UK, which is now Grubhub is now a part of that as well.
Got it. Yeah. Fascinating. So what was it about banking where you said, okay, this is my next disruption is going to be in banking?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had, your own personal frustrations of your large outdated institutions.
Yes.
But I definitely have, throughout my time. whether it's, calling in and you describe your problem and then they're like, great, let me just forward to the right department. Mm. And then you have to describe your problem again. And they're like, oh, let me get to the right department as well. I mean, these are very, frustrating experiences as a customer. And with very little tech, you can solve a lot of these problems. And that's really what we saw the opportunity here in Canada to really, reimagine the everyday banking experience for Canadians. And for context, for everyone listening, here in Canada, we essentially have the top five banks. They're called the Big Five, and they make up about 93% of the market. So it is a very concentrated oligopoly here in Canada, where it really has limited the innovation here in Canada. And because of that, consumers have really, you know, suffered. And when everyone here, you know, whether it's the apps on your phone, the Netflixes of the world, the Ubers, when you can, you know, order groceries delivered to your door instantly, you know, those digital experiences haven't yet translated over to banking. And that's really what, you know, we wanted to do as a team was, well, how do we introduce our experience from building technology companies and consumer tech and bring those over to the banking space? So rather than, you know, having fees upon fees and all these gotchas, how do we just reimagine and add value back into, you know, Canadians' lives by leveraging technology? And that's really why, you know, banking, because it is such a huge opportunity to go after, and it touches everyone in some form or fashion.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody out of that 93% working with the Big Five who has not experienced some form of frustration. So I certainly appreciate where you look and see opportunity. So, all right. So go ahead.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
Well, I was going to say, it's funny when you ask anyone, you know, on the street why they chose the bank they have, you know, the number one reason you'll get, it's because my parents bank there.
Mm.
So people aren't really choosing their bank here in Canada. They're really just being handed down from generation to generation. And that's really what we're doing at NEO, is giving people that choice to choose something that is, you know, more modern and something that can, you know, be different than what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So how long have you been at this?
So we've been, you know, doing this for about, I'd say 18 months now. So we started, you know, we left our previous company, myself and a few of my co-founders, and we left, about 18 months ago.
And how is it going so far?
We've been rolling. It's been a pretty crazy ride. We're you know, just over 160 employees now. We are getting a ton of traction on the businesses we partner with as well. So for context, you know, we have a rewards credit card, a bank account that pays you high interest with no monthly fees. And then we also partner with thousands of local and national businesses to power their loyalty and rewards platform that sits on top of the credit card. So with one credit card, which is the NEO card, you get access to all of these cashback rewards that are partners. So we've had a lot of traction, you know, on that front, and you know, given the pandemic, you know, a lot of shift towards, you know, more digital first solutions where you don't need to step into a branch to open an account.
Did you set out to offer that rewards program that you're offering, or is that sort of a hindsight? We really ought to start doing this.
You know, we actually started out with the businesses and retailers in mind. I mean, with our experience having, you know, built out we worked with about 30,000 SMBs and small businesses in our previous business. And one thing that we came to realize is that, you know, the banks that they worked with never really helped them. They had all of this data, all of these customers, but they never really directed business their way. So with NEO, what we really wanted to do was, you know, bridge that gap and provide, you know, more value than just the transactional, you know, nature of the business. So with the businesses that we work with and partner with, we're able to essentially help them grow their business, especially in times like now, where a lot of these businesses are trying to be more digital, trying to reach out to their customers and retain their existing customers. Those are the types of tools that we're able to provide to these businesses, and essentially help them compete with the Starbucks of the world, with the, you know, the large national brands of the world, because usually you can't afford to build your own, you know, personalization or your own loyalty platform or credit card rewards program.
Yeah, well, that certainly makes all sense in the world. So, I think that that's great. So, how has introducing this new option into the marketplace, aside from being able to help these small businesses with their loyalty programs, just the general banking piece, how has that been received over the last 18 months?
Yeah, no, I mean, we've actually had a lot of positive reception for our product today. And, you know, one example that, you know, we've been getting a lot of feedback on is our savings account. So typically a savings account in Canada pays you about 0.05%. And really what we're able to provide a rate of, that pays 30 times higher than that. And, you know, a lot of the feedback that we've gotten is, well, how is that even possible? Given you know, that we are newer, yet what we're able to do is really pass along a lot of the cost savings in terms of like the overhead of branches, the overhead of people, and leverage technology to be able to pass more of those savings back to customers. So our ability to really innovate across, you know, whether it's being able to sign up in a few minutes, directly on your phone, versus, again, you know, not really getting much out of, you know, the banking products that people have today.
Yeah. Well, that certainly makes sense. So now looking back on this 18 month journey, and probably, you probably have been thinking about this and working on it for longer than that. What are some of the biggest surprises or challenges that have popped up you didn't see coming?
Yeah. I mean, I think when you're running a company and starting a new business, there's so many unknowns in the world, right? Or obviously we had not anticipated the pandemic coming through,
right.
But it was good for us, right? The good thing is we weren't in market at the time. We were actually just heads down building and building the technology, building our partnerships, building sort of the playbook for growing. You know, some of the challenges that you generally face that we didn't really anticipate were outside of, you know, these events, these worldly events, is really, you know, the time it takes to build a team and find the right people to join sort of our mission and ambition of building, you know, the next big bank in Canada. You know, finding those people that are willing to make that leap from a cozy, you know, corporate life into a, you know, and I would say more certain startup life. and yeah, I think, you know, building out that team has probably been one of the more challenging pieces to find the right people that fit the right culture to help, you know, the company succeed.
Yeah, well, that certainly makes sense. It's interesting, right? You hear about, I can remember listening to an interview with one of the founders of Airbnb, and they talked about how they didn't have anybody with hotel experience or hospitality experience, and that ended up being a major benefit because they didn't come in with the assumptions that that people maybe that were in that space came in with. And so I imagine that's probably the case for you, but at the same time, you certainly need people that have experience from a regulatory and a compliance standpoint, how to actually have a bank in Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. There's sort of a mix of two, you know, camps of folks that we bring on, right? So one is in the camp where you talked about compliance, you know, regulatory, you know, finance. These are pieces of the pie that you absolutely need to have, and usually do come from, you know, banking experiences, because you want to make sure your money is safe and secure. The second part is really the product innovation technology, right? So I think, you know, more than 3/4 of our team is product engineering, and we invest heavily on innovating across that spectrum. We've built all of our technology from scratch. So, you know, I remember I had interviewed over 40 people from banks at the very, very beginning, because we're like, hey, you know, if we're building a financial services company, we should probably bring on some people who have, like, you know, worked at the banks before.
Sure.
But at the same time, you know, when logical, right? But when we started to chat with these folks, you start to realize that, you know, they hadn't really started something from scratch before.
Mm-hmm.
They sort of entered into an organization that's been around for 100 years, and, you know, for them, it's more around incrementality and being able to optimize what's already there. They already have, you know, 50 years of data, so they can look at it and slice and dice it. Whereas really what we're trying to do is, well, how do we take learnings from many different industries and really just say, well, what does the customer actually need? And let's solve for that instead. And then let's ignore existing vendors, existing products, existing everything. I mean, you know, the construct of a checking account versus a savings account, it's fictitious. What does it actually mean? They both have the way to store your money.
Sure.
But it's over time, you know, why do banks have 15 different bank accounts to offer you? And it's,
to
you
make
know, one
money.
Gives you one transaction, another one gives you two transactions. Exactly. So it's really this, you know, rather than starting with what is already out there, let's actually start with the problem at hand. And how do we actually just, you know, make more money for comedians? And then we just try to work backwards from that objective. And that's really where, you know, getting fresh minds with different perspectives and backgrounds works really, really well. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, we're not based in a Toronto where all the big five banks are. We're actually based in a city like Calgary, where we can bring those different perspectives and not have that overhang of legacy.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, it's fascinating. It's when I think about financial institutions, when I think about banks, when I think about insurance companies and just the legacy costs and the systems and the bureaucracy and everything else. And this is the way we do things because it's the way it's always been done. And I bank here because my parents bank there. It's an enormous challenge, and I respect you for taking it on, and just huge opportunities as well. I'm always excited about and consistently excited about the new fintech companies that are popping up and changing the way that we're investing and banking and everything else. What do you see the future for Neo Financial?
Yeah, I mean, for us, you know, what we're starting with and what you see today, so with our, you know, everyday saving, everyday spending, that's really just the beginning of what we're doing. And the really exciting part for us and for me especially is, you know, we have the opportunity to really, you know, recreate and reimagine that entire financial experience of how people think about money, right? So rather than, you know, just expecting being, you know, focused on products, well, how do we just solve problems? So for example, if we have all of your data already, we know your income, we know how much you make, we know your payroll, well, you know, why can't we give you a mortgage in five clicks or less?
Right.
Imagine that, right? Rather than going through 300, and again, this is another pet peeve of mine, you know, when you need to open a new account at a bank, they ask you to fill out, you know, your name again on a form. And I'm like, you already know my name. Like, can't you just press a button and open an account because you already have the information? But you know, that's to your point, the legacy that exists in these organizations and the tech debt that is so it runs rampant across these organizations. And that's the exciting part for us, is our ability to really innovate and truly create be able to automate somebody's financial lives. And without them having to really think about it. And that's really where we can go towards when it comes to technology. And that's the beauty and the power of tech.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Andrew, people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
You know, I mean, I'll keep it short and sweet. I think when you have an idea or you want to do something, make a change in your life, just go and do it. You know, people always say, I'll do it later. But now is always the best time.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on. None of us have time anyway, Andrew. We got to get moving on this stuff. So yes, now is the time. Get started. I love it. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you and how can they engage with Neo Financial?
Absolutely. They can visit us at, for anyone who's in Canada, they can visit us at neofinancial.com. That's where you'll find out more about us, find our social handles, all that fun stuff. And if you're not in Canada, follow along, tell your friends who are in Canada, and hopefully maybe one day we can make it to wherever you are today. So,
I love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Andrew your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to neofinancial.com. You can find their social and all that other good stuff. Take advantage of the future of banking in Canada. I love it. Thanks again, Andrew.
Right on. Thanks so much, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.